KFBW Fort Smith, Arklahoma Today, on the Newsmaker line, Mark Myers of Stern AG and Leach on a snow day, and how the market's looking.
Well, it's looking like a flat opening today. I'll tell you, it's been a very busy last 24 hours. Earnings are coming out like crazy, and we're getting a visit from the president of China, looks like, and we got some good economic reports from China, but they're kind of scary, too. They're scaring the world markets. So the world markets went down overnight quite a bit. Shanghai stock market went down about 3%. Hong Kong fell 1.5%. Tokyo fell 1%. And that's because China reported that their economy grew 10.3% this past month, and inflation was over 4.5%. And those inflation numbers are what scares everybody, because then China is going to start raising interest rates, trying to slow down the economy, which is going to hurt the rest of the world who relies on China to buy their goods. So that is kind of spooking the markets here in the United States. Our market looks like it's going to open up flat. But we did get some good employment numbers this morning. Weekly jobless claims came in at 404,000 filing for unemployment claims, which was down 4,000. From the week before. Now, continuing claims is the lowest. And people filing for claims on unemployment continually is the lowest since it's been since October 2008. So that is good news. So hopefully that'll help out our markets this morning. But as far as earnings, we have been getting earnings right and left this morning. eBay came out and blew away earnings, and their stock is up this morning. Wells Fargo, and if you remember, Wells Fargo bought Wachovia back during the big mortgage crisis and the financial meltdown, and they're doing very well off buying Wachovia, and their earnings were up 21%. They reported record profits and revenues, so it looks great there. Morgan Stanley is also a beneficiary of the financial meltdown. They bought Smith Barney back when everything was way down. They bought them on the cheap, and they posted a 60% increase in fourth quarter profit, and their revenues were phenomenal, so their stock looks like it's going to be up this morning. As far as healthcare, United Healthcare, which is the largest publicly traded health insurance company based on revenue, they came out and reported a 10% rise in earnings, and so their stock looks like it's going to be up. They beat Wall Street's expectations. And here locally, we got some good news. Phoenix Village Mall looks like Skype's is going to move in there, and they're going to hire 600 people to fill that building. So be interesting. They're going to do $2 million worth of renovation. So that's great for Fort Smith, bringing 600 jobs here.
It's excellent news, and that's what we've seen on the local economy, some things that seem encouraging.
Yes, it is. It really is. And what's interesting about this turnaround, you know, we've been through several recessions, but all recessions since 1997, we've always lost manufacturing jobs. Well, even non-recessionary times, we're going to a service-oriented economy. All the manufacturing jobs are moving to Mexico and China, where labor's cheaper. But for the first time ever, last year, we added manufacturing jobs. We added 136,000 manufacturing jobs. And this year, economists are forecasting that we'll add over 300,000 manufacturing jobs. Now, that's great that we're adding them instead of losing them. It's the first time since 97 that we've done that. But still, we lost 6 million manufacturing jobs since 1997, so we're not going to make up that entire loss. But it is nice to see that we're adding somewhere in this economy.
Some good news today. That's good, Mark, especially on a day when we had a lot of business having to close or cut back with people not able to get out.
Yeah, well, Fort Smith schools are still open from what I understand.
That's the latest I've heard, too. And drive safely out there. And, Mark, we appreciate you joining us, sir.
Take care.
All right.